Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Diane Antea, teacher at Harborview Elementary. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great. We had a perfect day at school.
Oh, wow. Well, tell me a little bit about your school and what you teach.
I'm a second grade teacher at Harborview Elementary. Harborview is a preschool through grade five neighborhood school in the downtown vicinity. We also host the Tlingit Language Learning Program, and we are neighbors to Montessori and neighbors to charter school. We have a very busy playground where all the programs come. But we're the neighborhood school for the downtown kids.
All right. And what made today a perfect day?
Well, today was really perfect because we took our learning outside. My students were
in the rain.
You can't let that slow you down in Juneau, Alaska.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, my students had earned a classroom reward through effort and community cooperation, and today they got to spend part of the day up at Cote Park. And so we walked up there and played a little bit, walked back down, and then we had an educational program delivered by DIPAC. So they learned about the salmon lifestyle, and while we were out there, the harbor seals were just leaping over the top of the fish ladder. It was stunning, absolutely exciting.
Wow, that's a pretty close encounter with those seals.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't been to DIPAC lately, go at a rising tide and watch the seals. They're highly entertaining.
Are they after the salmon?
They are. Yeah, there are still a few salmon out there, enough to keep them lingering.
Do you think they were playing or eating or both?
You know, after a little while, I started to think that they were enjoying the applause and excitement of the students. You know, when a harbor seal comes up, it seems like its eyes are always looking at you. You never see the back of its head. Mm. And they kept coming up, and the kids were beside themselves with the excitement. And, of course, DIPAC always delivers a fantastic educational program on the salmon life cycle. So it was a perfect day.
Well, that's I'm so glad to hear that. And now you're here on the show, and it will continue to be perfect.
Excellent.
So, Diane, you're actually here today to talk about the Zombie Run, which you're organizing. And it's a 5K. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the Zombie Run. I think I know some things, but you know more, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, this Sunday, the 20th of October, is the Zombie Run. It's our 8th annual Zombie Run. And 8 years ago, it was initiated by the Harborview Triathlon Club, a group of students who were motivated to run, to swim, to bike under the guidance of then PE teacher Zach Stenson. And so for about 4 or 5 years, they ran the Zombie Run, they hosted it, and the community really grew to love this event. It's a really fun and healthy way to start Halloween season. Mr. Stenson moved on, and the club eventually disbanded as his energy left. But the community loved the race, so a few of us teachers decided to keep it going. It benefits Harborview classrooms and Harborview students. Everybody knows about the budget in the Alaskan schools. But, you know, we use it to pay for books. We use it to pay for buses for our field trip today. Today's field trip was a $100 bus ride.
Wow.
And we also use it to buy snacks for students who need snacks so that they can be fed before they learn. And we use it, of course, for classroom supplies and materials, creative, artistic things that we like to do. The Zombie Run is, so it's a 5K and it's a fun run.
Yeah, so it's not your average 5K.
No, it's not your average.
It's a little bit scarier than a regular 5K.
It is, but it's kind of like a creepy fantasy where you get to run through the woods and zombies chase you. So the event starts at noon, the first run, and that's our fun run. And if you are interested in doing that, you just show up. We really are encouraging costumes, and there will be a course for the fun runners. And as they are running, friendly zombies will be giving them candy.
Wow.
And they are the delightful friendly zombies. Now, at 12:30, things change just a little bit. The runners who so desire are able to be chased by zombies through the woods. If you've ever run a 5K at Sandy Beach, we're using the typical course like the high school students use, except the only difference is the last bit is a mad dash down the beach. And you can guess what's chasing you down the beach.
So who is playing the part of the zombies?
The zombies are often alumni of that triathlon club. This year, most of our zombies are coming from Thunder Mountain High School. So the zombies are fast.
Yes.
They are runners. And so they will be, you know, with their tennis shoes, and they will be ready to chase you. They'll be a little bit zombied up. And we have a couple of areas on the race course where the zombies will be lurking. And if you are a runner who wants to be chased by zombies, you'll be wearing a two red flags. And as you run, the zombies will come and try to snatch your red flag. Now, if you can make it all the way back to the end of the course with a flag, you survive the zombie run. And if you have no flags, well, you've been zombified. But you should keep running because it's good for you.
That's very good advice. And will the zombies, I don't know how to say this, do they have any kind of handicap apart from being zombies? Will they be slowed down by anything? Or are they running at full capacity?
Well, you know, as with many creatures, when you run in a herd, you stand a better chance. And if I'm running that race, I will not be alone in zombie territory.
No, so you don't want to be vulnerable to attack.
You do not. And if there are some people out there who just want to get a nice 5K in and support education at Harborview Elementary, you also can run the race. And if you don't wear flags, you are invisible to the zombies. They won't even come near you. So we really have something for everyone, but it is a whole lot of fun to be chased. And the nice thing is that the tide will be low at the end. There's a lot of beach, and I think that humans will survive towards the end.
We will prevail. That's a great and a very optimistic outlook, Diane. What's it like being the organizer of this event? It sounds like you're pretty enthusiastic about it.
Yeah, it's something that our school gets behind, and it certainly benefits all the students and the teachers and what we're trying to do at Harborview. It is a lot of work, and it takes a community. We have benefited from some swag bags coming from Search for the friendly fun run. We have two pumpkins donated from Foodland IGA, one for the fastest surviving human and the other for the best costume out there. We will also be giving some door prizes for the people who early register early.
Early registrate? We know what you mean.
Yeah.
Now, pre-registration closed yesterday, and I see a note here. Yeah, yeah, please tell me more.
We decided to extend that because I didn't get a chance to get on the radio and really tell the community that the zombie run is happening. So we are extending it till Thursday evening. So feel free to go to the usual places to register for the zombie run. You can register. You can come into Harborview. You can also register at NAO, PAVITS, and JRC. And if you are not certain, you can come on the day of the race, and you can register before the race starts. So we'll be there at 11:30. There's going to be good creepy music. There are going to be Halloween decorations. We will be dancing either the Thriller dance or the Monster Mash. And there will be some post-race snacks, and everybody gets something. I mean, everybody gets a great time, but all runners will get a little something.
I want to talk about the little something. I've got it in my hand here. There's two versions of this little something. There's a subtle difference between them. One if you survive, and one if you become a zombie yourself, get captured by the zombies.
Right, if you've been zombified.
Yes, if you've been zombified.
So this year, we like to mostly celebrate that it's an event, a community coming together, but it is fun to give a little something to remember the zombie run event. So in the past, we have been giving out plastic, those little rubber bracelets, and we're just trying to be a little more thoughtful of the world that we live in and the environment, and keeping things clean. We also are doing our best to shop local and support the businesses that actually support kids and all their endeavors in the community. So we scrapped the bracelets and we decided to design two stickers. And that's what you were looking at. They were designed by one of the Harborview parents. And if you get caught by the zombies, you get the zombified sticker. And if you're a survivor, you get the other. And they're pretty darn cute. And
I like
great,
them a lot.
Great keepsake for your water bottle, your book bag, your binder, your locker, any place where mom and dad say you can put it.
Or where you tell yourself you can put it.
That's right.
Diane and Taya, thank you so much for coming on the show today to talk about the 8th annual Zombie Run 5K and Fun Run. Again, that's Sunday, October 20th at the Sandy Beach Log Cabin. Registration opens at 11:30 a.m. Are you sleeping at night? Are you having nightmares about zombies?
I'm definitely thinking a lot about zombies. Definitely thinking that. But I'm thinking that there's a lot of smiles as well. It's a good time, and I hope that Juno comes out rain or shine, because a little water doesn't stop anyone from having fun.
Well, thanks so much for being here today, and thanks for organizing this event.
Yeah, thank you.